Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow.
Who's to blame
It would have to be the players. It would have to be the players just wasn't enough. Because for me to blame the coaching, it would be hard for me to do that off of what I seen in the first year. In the first season, I account all that to coaching. Excuse me. So in the second season, how can it revert so bad that it's the problem on the reason why you don't make the playoffs the following season? So to me, if we don't make the playoffs, which I do not see, but if we don't, I believe it's all on the players, and particularly, specifically, in Daniel Jones. There's always the quarterback takes you as far as he can take you. If he's a winner, he'll find ways to win the game and win you some ball games and enough ball games to make the playoffs. This is what I believe he did last year. He won us enough games to get us into the playoffs. And that was great. But if we don't make the playoffs this year, I believe it's all accounted to them. Or to him specifically, but to the players. I excuse the coaches. All right? Now, to discuss in further detail what I mean by top position rankings, right? I'm going to give you an example. Give me a second, y'all. Give me 1 second. These boys acting crazy. We got to get people straight around here. And got my boy Wright. He definitely called in. We got my boy E, the chosen one from the Bronx with us. What's going on, brother?
Yo, yo, happy morning, my brother. What's going on with you? It's been a while, you know. Wanted to make sure that I check in on the family. Right now doing some things to let the people know to call in. So I'll be right back after these important messages.
Already. Already. quick intermission. Like I was saying, while he's doing all of that, man, let me try to explain what I mean, excuse me, by top position rankings. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to go first, right? So let's say I'm saying, okay, what stable or what teams, what's your rankings in the NFC East? Excuse me, let me rephrase it. What's your rankings in the NFC East as far as quarterback stable? And so I will go number four would be the Commanders. Number three will be the Eagles. Number two will be the Giants. And number one will be the Cowboys. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying right there? All right, let me go even, you know, even more just to get y'all really like, okay, I see what he's doing here, okay? So let's go with the top running backs, right? Where you rank these motherfuckers, right? So I will go at number four. I'm going to go the Dallas Cowboys. At number three, I would go the Philadelphia Eagles. At number two, I would go the Commanders. And at number one, I would go the New York Football Giants. All right? See what I'm saying? The stable of running backs you have to also think about. Not just the starter, but the stable, right? So that's what we're going to be doing today, man. We're going to be ranking these position groups for these for the NFC East and chop it up. Try to get some content from that way. But, man, listen. Yesterday's episode, once again, Shakedown Media Network. Go ahead and like and subscribe. Join the tribe. But definitely go back to yesterday's episode and watch my boys. My man Black Freeze, he either chose one from the Bronx, The Rock, J-Rock, and even LLP made an appearance last night. But watch my boys Shine. Rock it out last night, man. They did an awesome fucking job. And shout-outs to everybody in the comment section that was just bringing all those chats, man. The chats was on fire yesterday. So awesome, awesome shit. I just wish that y'all would, you know, have that same energy in the comment section so we get this algorithm. But, man, I love that. Man, it was great fire last night with the live chat, man. So, man, y'all did y'all thing, and I'm ready to get to the festivities. I want to know where the hell LRP is at. He's just sitting there questioning where the hell I was, and now he's nowhere to be found. How ironic. Yep. And there go them birds back again. That's how you know we back on the blog talk. There go them birds. They're like, yeah, blog talk, yo, what's good? Say what's good to the people, them. All right. So I'm trying to wait for my peoples to get up in here so we can start the festivities. Let me see if I can find something else. Real quick. Let me see here. Let's see what we got here. If I can go ahead and see something in tabloids if we should be talking about here. Only thing that I've already been saying was people talking about D-Hop. He'll be possibly going to the Titans. I know the Raven fans want D-Hop over here. They want him over here badly. I don't know everybody. I mean, well, I ain't gonna say everybody, but they in that D Hop Sweet State. No, I ain't seeing nothing really in the giant land. Just a bunch of camp homes. We ain't doing nothing major. But what I will say is that I don't believe that we should be done as far as this off season is concerned. I still believe that we could go out there and grab a guard, another guard for that rotation, unless they really in love with Azudu, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like they can also grab up my boy Deion Jones, you know what I mean? Go get Deion Jones. Either Deion Jones or Quan Alexander, but I'm really on the Deion Jones train, pause, even though Quan is my son. But I just feel like Quan is a little bit more broken down than Deion Jones. That's my opinion. That's my junk. You know what I mean? Like, I know other people have other reservations on it. But for me, I'm like, man, nah, man. Quan Alexander more broken down than Deion Jones. All right? But I believe you can go ahead and grab up a guard. You can go ahead and grab up a Deion Jones. And for good measure, maybe another pass rusher. Maybe another pass rusher. Something like a JPP or something like that. I wouldn't mind seeing JPP back with us. You know what I mean? But if we can bring in those three things right there, I think that completes the whole shit. And we ready to contend. Contend. Completely. So I don't believe we're done yet, man. And I hope, and you know, from everything that I've seen from Joe Shane, we're not done. You know what I mean? Not done. He's continuously working. I know Charlie don't think so. Charlie thinks he's just sitting on his ass. But that's Charlie. We all know Charlie. But I think the man is working. He's out there. He's making all the right decisions, the best decisions that he feel. And we moving, man. We cooking. He cooking. So I'm not reserved on thinking that he won't complete the mission here. But also, what I'm just, you know, skimming through and looking at, just seeing if anything was relevant in giant land to talk about, looking at Leslie Frazier possibly joining the Giants coaching staff would be crazy, man. This coaching staff is already beast mode. And to add a Leslie Frazier would be just motherfucking cherry on top, man. Carry on top. So I don't know what aspect or, you know what I mean, what his job assignment would be, but just to have that man in the building coaching those boys up, we know how he is with the defense, man. The boy is a beast. And to have him in there with Wink, oh my gosh, man. I can only imagine how beast mode this defense can really be. I already think it's top five worthy. You bring in a Leslie Frazier in the fold, man. That's a wrap. Solidify, baby. Solidify. I'm sitting here trying to waste time for my goddamn boys. I'm about to wild LRP out.
All right, mission accomplished. Do me a favor when you get a chance after you get a break into action. Go retweet that tweet. Good morning, family. Come join the Shakedown AM show with Shakes and LRP to get your early morning football fix. This morning, they discussed all the topics concerning our New York football giants. So bring your coffee and your conversation. Call in live right now. 505-605-9755 is the number. That number to call in again is 505-605-9755. So as the brother was just discussing, no. He went down his rankings, man. So, yo, listen, I want to talk about something you talked about because I talked about this 2 years ago almost when Leslie Frazier interviewed for us. And I remember we passed him by because we took Joe Shane. Because remember, he interviewed for us 2 years ago for the head coaching job.
Yeah.
And when we Dable wound up.
Dable.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So I remember talking to you guys about this and saying, yo, listen, man, I won't be surprised if we grab up Leslie Frazier as our DC if Wink Martindale leaves. I kept telling that. I kept saying that. If Wink Martindale leaves, I will not be surprised if we grab up Leslie Frazier. Now, come to fruition.
That's awesome.
He will be possibly joining the staff, period.
When you said that, this offseason?
Yes. I said that this offseason because the rumors of Wink leaving became
a
real thing until he came out and let it be known.
Yeah,
I'm not going nowhere. Yeah,
right.
He let it be known. Wink said, I didn't come here to leave, you know? But he told the truth, unlike somebody who said we didn't sign him to trade. But we ain't going to get into that.
Right.
So it's fruition, it's real, and think about it, right? How I said before and mentioned time and time again, and yourself as well. Who better to do the things that you do things with in this league, in this sport, outside of the people you have won with already? These guys have won already. These guys are just new to us in a collective of winning. But individually, these guys are winners, as Shakes would say. One of your favorite lines, winners. I want winners. Shakes Montana, signed and sealed and delivered. We're bringing more winners in the building to add to the staff. That's how you keep a culture going. That's how you keep winning going. And that's how you relieve pressure from believing your franchise might sink, fall, or fall apart after having a successful season. Success breeds success. So bringing Leslie Frazier in the building is more of a successful feeling to continue what we got going on. And think about it, man. His veteran leadership, his respect level, and his command of knowing how to get into a room and people just respect this man to the point where they're like, listen, he knows what he's talking about. And he has a great football mind. So we add that to this defensive staff or whatever his role or position may be in, and we're looking even better in the front office. The addition of the gentleman from the Tennessee Titans, his name escapes me right now. So we just keep building, and that translates to the field, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So from front office to the field, man.
Now, see, like, you can also, like, you can go left with it. Like, you can be like, well, again, there's too many chefs in the kitchen. And to that, I'm like, no, not really, because even though these are, like, top-notch coaches, you know what I mean, the egos will be at an all-time high. It could be. You know what I'm saying? But what gives me, like, great confidence in it is that I can see if it was just, like, a big name, like, you know, like when Gettleman came in and he was just, you know, all right, let's bring in Garrett as an offensive coordinator and let's bring in this guy. We had a whole bunch of, you know, head coaches in there. But not a lot of relationship, right? Like Garrett wasn't bred or was Joe Judge's best friend. They wasn't besties. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wasn't besties. Like, they ain't know each other. It was just that Gettleman had respect for these coaches and brought these coaches in. This regime, you bring in a Frazier, I don't believe that's the case. I believe that they are all friends. They know each other from Buffalo. They had that tight-knit relationship in Buffalo. Yes, Frazier is a head coach candidate guy. He's a top-notch defensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? But if you out of work, and you need a job, who else better to go to than your friends? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I see about it with the Frazier joint. It's not just, oh, just bringing in big names. This is their alumni. This is their guys. This is their staff, bro. So I think it's all good, man. Bringing in Frazier would be awesome shit. And, man, this defense will be fucking crazy, man. It'll be fucking top-notch, man. Having those two great minds working on the defense, man. Oh, I can just salivate. All
right? Right. That's like bringing in a couple of favorite players, you know what I mean, to be on your defensive staff. That's like Lawrence Taylor joining the New York Football Giants on the defensive staff. That's like Carl Banks saying, you know what, I'm stepping out of the studio, I'm stepping onto the field, I'm about to get this assistant coaching position or whatever position that that they make up for him to be on the field and be with the players to be whatever he has to be with them. It's like those type of feelings when you don't even have to have the players per se, but you have the personnel. You know what I mean? And I want to keep this conversation going, Montana, because I heard you mention something really, really important that we haven't talked about yet. Because you're keeping hope alive, and we want to talk about this Deion Jones thing. I want to get into that with you for a second. He left the building, but he still has not signed anywhere else yet. So what I want to pose the question of, do you see the A Sean Robinson, a.k.a. the one-man army A-Sean type of situation taking place where A-Sean Robinson left the building. He never had a conversation with anybody or anyone because they were just ironing out the contractual details.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I hope so. Like, I hear you, especially on yesterday's episode, I hear you like, yo, ain't nobody, everybody that came in the building ain't leaving. And they had to tell you, well, yeah, Deion Jones did leave and he ain't come back yet. But, you know, it's still open for him. And, you know, if that is the case, it even tells me even further, like, that these guys, just like y'all were saying yesterday, when you talk to these guys, when you approach these the coaching and the GM, the staff alike, all of them, Brandon Brown and all of them, like when you approach these guys, they're so welcoming. They're so welcoming that you want to play for them. You know what I'm saying? You just want to play for them. So you can go ahead and leave the building but just say, all right, and you go to your agent and be like, look, I want to play for them boys. You know what I mean? Work that out with. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and go spend some more time with the fam. You know what I'm saying? But you go ahead and work that contract out because I want to play for them. You know what I'm saying? Like it just tells me volumes with that. So yeah, I hope so, bro. I hope so.
Well, I'm gonna tell you the thing that is the most impressive with me when it comes to our coaching staff, and this is something that we haven't had, and God knows how long. And I'm not talking about free agents that former GMs or whoever acquired or players that came and we overpaid for them because we had a habit of doing that. For some reason, it seems that we tried to outbid for players and we wound up overpaying them and they were underproductive. See, the guys that we have in the building, for some reason, we're paying them exactly what we believe their value is, but we're also making them work through their production with incentive-laced contracts with a short amount of guaranteed money. That's how you get out of salary cap hell. Look at the bill that we did for Bobby Okereke. People think, oh, we gave him some money. But you got to look at the incentive and how the contract is actually done and, you know, agreed on. And I think those are the things that make this team, when it comes down to moving forward, so formidable. It starts with the front office. Just like A'shaun Robinson, just like Nachos Rochez. We didn't think we were going to get these guys. They weren't guys that we was like, you know what, we need some run stuffing, plug-and-play guys that can give Dexter Lawrence the rest, and these are the two guys that we're going to get right here. Of course, free agency opens. It's an open market. You don't know what you're going to do. But look at what he sees. He sees through the eyes of the fans, through the game himself. He knows what we're lacking. So if he feels like, yo, listen, we need the guy, regardless to Darian Beavers coming back off injury, right? But we need the guy next to Bobby O, day one, Sunday night. Deion Jones is him. And Shakes, I'm going to go and say this again because I said it last night. We get Deion Jones, our entire defense is solidified. And I want to go over that with you because I know you are defensive. You are a defensive dynamo. I couldn't find the word right there because I know how much you love it. Right? Pause. I want to talk about that with you, if that's okay.
Oh, man, no. It ain't really much to talk about because I'm in agreement with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm still keeping that hope alive with Deion Jones. You know what I'm saying? Because that would complete that linebacker core completely for me. I'm like, oh, boy. Like you said, Beavers is definitely in the building, and he has a shot. And here's the thing about bringing in the Deion Jones. It don't necessarily, like, for example, what I'm about to say. Like, if you brought in a Roquan Smith with a Bobby O, right? A Roquan Smith with a Bobby O. Darren Beavers has no chance in hell of cracking that motherfucking roster. I mean, not roster, but the starting lineup. Might as well call him Rotation Motherfucking Joe. Right? You know what I'm saying? He rotation like a motherfucker with those two. But with Deion Jones and Bobby O, there is not out of the question that if Darren Beavers shows that he's 100% and that he's a better guy, he will get that fucking job. And Deion Jones will be the rotational guy. And that's all good. That's all good. But you get my drift. It doesn't stop you from evaluating Darren Beavers to the fullest. All right? It doesn't stop you from evaluating McFadden to the fullest. It just gives you that comfort that, look, if these boys ain't ready, we got a vet in there that is, all right? But let me get off that real quick because this is what I really want to talk about before I bring in this caller. I got you, Charlie. I got you. Yesterday I was talking about the A'shaun Robinson and and the Fletcher Cox thing. Now, my thing is, and this is why we was arguing about it, me and J-Rock, is because at this point, at this stage, at this stage in their careers, at this point, for the New York Football Giants, who would you rather have? That was the argument. And I'm going A'shaun all day. And I'm going to tell y'all why. All right, y'all had y'all piece to talk about it and chop it up yesterday. I was there. Let me do it now. All right? Let me tell y'all why I'm going A'shaun all day. Okay? Because, first of all, give me that starter versus rotational guy bullshit, because right now they both rotational, all right? They both rotational. Let's get that straight, all right? Let's get that understood, all right? Now, A'shaun Robinson, for y'all that don't know, because, see, I believe that y'all just go on stats. And that's cool. That's fine. Y'all can do that. But for the people that I respect, they watch the fucking film, too. They look deep into the fucking numbers, bruh. All right? And when you look at the film, when you motherfucker look deep in the fucking numbers, all right? This motherfucker was number 2 in rush defense damn near all his career. All his career. Now, yeah, he gets hurt. And you know what I mean? You may not call it. But when he's out there, this motherfucker is tops in the league against the run, bro. And that's sitting next to Aaron Donald. Okay? Let's get that understood. Let's get that understood. Since he was in Alabama, he has been a fucking wall. A wall. Okay? You can't get past him. So again, for the New York football fucking Giants, who do we need right now? It's A'shaun fucking Robinson, goddammit. Fuck a Fletcher Cox. It's A'shaun all day. The one-man army. And I don't want to hear nothing else. Dumbass Giant fans. Sorry. I just had to do that. Woosah. We got LRP with us. What's good, bruh?
What's going on? What's the ground on? He's chosen one. Shakes Montana. What's going on? We shake down in the AM. Got Charlie in the back. Wait, come on up and spew some more venom.
Absolutely. I just wanted you to get your take in before we bring in the darknesses. Charlie.
Hey, guys. Good morning, LRP. Good morning, E. Long time. And
Charlie,
as usual.
What's up? Chad,
hey, my question is, I think, since our resources are limited, at least right now, I would rather have a pass rusher, rotational guy, or a guy who can beat out Aziz since he can't stay on the field, than I would bringing in Deion Jones. I think we have a need more third pass rusher or even second pass rusher if Aziz can't stay on the field. I'd rather use the money for him than I would Deion Jones, because linebacker-wise, we got Beavers. He's coming back. We also paid this guy, undrafted free agent, out of, what the hell was he out of? Toledo?
Yeah.
I think it's Jones.
Deontay Jones.
We paid him some money for an undrafted free agent to bring him in. I think this kid, don't sleep on him. This guy is a good linebacker. I know it's a different, it's an upgrade where he's played, but I think this kid's going to be good. So I would rather spend the money getting in a pass rusher than I would to bring in Deion Jones. Second thing.
Who you would take? You would take JPP?
No, maybe not JPP. Unless he's got himself in shape. He wasn't in shape last year. But I would bring in Justin Houston. I'd bring in the Clown. Or I'd bring in,
You still take Pennywise?
I think Please explain
why you would still go with Clowney, man.
Because I think he's a disruptor. He's a disruptor. He's strong. He'll push the pocket. I know Carl Banks and I had a talk about it, and he doesn't think he's ever been that good. He never lived up to his hype. And he said that he's more of a, you know, a disruptor and a, you know, a strong guy. He can stop the run and he'll push the pocket, but he's not really a, you know, a pass rusher in his mind. But Yannick, I would take Yannick in a heartbeat. But we need somebody else. You know, we need somebody else. And
Yannick,
the only other thing when you got – go ahead.
No, I was just saying Yannick is a good name. Go ahead. What was you saying?
Yeah. I was just going to say you guys were talking about Frazier.
Yeah.
And he was talking about winners and winners and winners. What have they won? Right? They've won games, but they haven't won much else. Frazier was the one who allowed Mahomes to march down the field with 13 seconds left or whatever it was. I'm not that high on Frazier. I mean, they can bring him in the building. He can be a consultant, but it gets overdone a bit. You know, we've got all these people. You think Wink is going to welcome this guy in? I don't think so. Totally different the way they run their defenses. So, I don't see what he's going to be able to add. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that's a great idea. If Wink goes, yeah, definitely. If you want him as your DC, fine, you know. But bringing him in right now and stirring the soup, this, like you said, there's too many chefs in there. And I don't know. But I would rather bring in a pass rusher. And I still think we need a guard, a veteran guard. We got to solidify this interior offensive line. And you got to put a guy who is really good beside Schmidt on each side of him. You can't be with guys who are lame or okay or mediocre or, you know, that's not going to help his growth. So I think those are the two areas where we need to solidify, you know.
No doubt. Real quick, man, let me let in another OG caller. Ah, yeah, man, all pun intended. We got the OG Steve DC.
Yo, peace. What's crack-a-lackin'?
What
hey,
it do, brother?
Hello.
What up, OG?
Hey, man. Hey, shit, man. Just called to check on the home team. See what y'all chopping on.
Oh, really?
Y'all got murder in the building.
Yo, Big Brody. What's the deal?
What it do?
Chill him, man. Chill him. Man, you know.
And man, so listen, I didn't spark the topic up with Montaigne. We all know Chad Valentino got his thought process. So now I want to hear from the big bro, the OG, you know what I mean? So listen, we talking about solidifying this crew with possibly a Deion Jones who came in the building. And we obviously see that this front office has the ability to sign guys even when they leave because they most likely are just going through the contractual negotiations before they come back in the building. Having a Deion Jones on the field completes our entire defense. So I was asking Shakes how he felt about that. Of course, Charlie let it be known. He marched down the field. Mahomes marched down the field on a guy like that. But you got to understand, this is also Patrick Mahomes. It's just him, and then there's everybody else in this league. Same guy who just came back from 14 points down in the Super Bowl and only threw for 167 yards and showed a masterclass and won the MVP, something you don't see anywhere in life. So we just going to leave the Jesus of football players, right, in people's eyes alone, and we're just going to get to the solidifying of our team. So you, linebacking, you know, extraordinaire yourself, mastermind on the defensive end. How do you feel about that addition and this defense being absolutely complete?
I mean, listen, I think it definitely, is, I wouldn't say solidifies it, but it shores it up, you know, completely. I mean, I still would like to get one more edge just because I'm greedy like that. But, you know, I would definitely say it's solidified if everybody stays healthy, put it that way. It's definitely. I think we got enough in rotation. We got enough in the field that, you know, we could definitely say, we, you know, on paper, we should have one of the most dominant defenses, especially with Wink at the helm. I am still a little greedy, though. I risk, you know, because injuries do happen. So, you know, I would like to have one more depth person, but I definitely would feel, you know, that Jones definitely gives us, you know, that stamp that we can say, okay, we good. You know, not unless something like an injury or injuries derails us, you know. So I'm good there, man. I'm good there. I'm really just wanting to see this line, man. See who was up with the guard. Make sure your boy JMS is up to the task. You know, I hope he put on a little bit of size because everybody he's standing next to make him look small. I've seen him next to, you know, to Lemieux. Even Lemieux was way bigger than him. Like, you know, I hope this kid can play above his, you know, his weight. He's looking, you know, he's looking kind of small compared to everybody else, man. But as far as the defense is concerned, though, I'll go ahead and stamp it. You know, I know everybody wants to see a dog receiver. I mean, look, it would be great. You know, I wouldn't be mad at it, but I feel like we got enough. The whole line is pretty straight. So hopefully they will make the right choices when it comes to receivers. I'm thinking we might have to keep 7 receivers. Am I wrong for that?
Hell no, you ain't wrong. You already know I'm all the way in the green.
I'm going 8 up this motherfucker. So.
No way, and I ain't fighting nobody. I'm with it.
Break it down for me, Shay, because I'm definitely curious to know what y'all thinking about this receiving call, man, because we got some serious decisions to make. And I'll see people all over the street. Go ahead. I'm done.
No. I'm going to go after LRP because I want to hear what my brother's got to say about this. I'm with the 7-8. Yeah, Montana.
Yeah. What y'all thinking?
What you said, LRP?
Yeah, it's on you. I want to hear what you think.
Well, I said this in the hey, definitely a great segue. But, yeah, I said this on the 53-man roster video. Definitely mad that we missed you on that, E. And I heard you say this yesterday on the show. But, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. And I guess you was in agreement with me. But Shep and Wandell starts on the pup for me. Right now, until I see anything different, I believe that they start on the pup. So the 8 that I have is Isaiah Hodgins, Paris Campbell, Darius Slayton, Jalen Hyatt, Bryce Ford Wheaton, Jamison Crowder, because Shep and Wandell is on pup. And then my extra 2 is Khalil Pimpington and Jeff Smith for the special teams.
Ooh, no Colin Johnson, huh? Okay.
No Colin Johnson. That's why we got Bryce Ford Wheaton. I believe Bryce Ford Wheaton beats out Colin Johnson.
I said, who makes it to the practice squad now?
It might be Colin. I don't believe nobody going to be clocking on him. So Colin can make it. What else they have out there?
Can I play double dutch real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I think his ass, Makai Polk.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think David Fields goes back down to the PSA for the day.
Yeah, they might keep, you know, what? They might keep Fields. But why do you think Polk, man? What do you like in Polk, think that they want to keep him?
You know what it is? He has the ability that we want every wide receiver to have. He's tall, big, fast, lengthy, catch radius, red zone threat. He's exactly what Bryce Ford Wheaton is, but Bryce Ford Wheaton is a 3.0 of Makai Polk. If you look at Makai Polk's gameplay, he's a red zone threat. He's a big body receiver. He's a possession guy, and he's one of them guys that is faster than you think he is. And then like an Isaiah Hodges, he's quick off the line of scrimmage. He's everything that you want to have in a receiver but be successful on the field. He just has not been successful because other guys like Bryce Ford Wheaton, Isaiah Hodges, and Colin Johnson come into a team and they show more and on the field, so it puts him on the back burner all the time. So I just think he's going to be one of those guys that either throw it away because he doesn't have much traction and people don't really know about him in the league like that.
No doubt. We got the Rock in the building.
R-O-C.
What it do, man? I am in a little trouble, man. He'll be with us in a second.
Rock got 8 wide receivers. Waller.
Right.
And on the
Waller.
Practice squad, Waller.
Exactly. All day.
All day.
You don't care about none of that.
More Waller.
Facts.
All right. So, listen, man, this is what I had on the doctrine for today, right? And I want, you know what I mean, man, we got full house here, so it'll be good for us to chop it up on this. Now, in the NFC East, I wanted to know how we matched up, right, position-wise. So, I wanted us to rank the teams position-wise in these positions, of course. So let me just give an example real quick. Like, in the running backs, right? Running back stable. Like, what's the rankings? For me, I have Dallas Cowboys at number 4. I got Philly at 3. I got Commanders at 2. And I got us at 1. Right? So, just breaking it down, position like that, rankings are that, I want to know how y'all see these teams, right? So, I just did running back. That's pretty much easy. I want to just go ahead and flip it real quick and go to wide receivers. Who has the best wide receiver core in the NFC East? Rank them. I'll start off with you, E, since you're the wide receiver guy.
I was going to go last because I would love to hear what my brothers have to say, and I haven't been around with OG, with Charlie, with Rock, with yourself, and LRP in God knows how long. So right now I'm just enjoying hearing what you guys got to say, and I'll feed off that energy.
Absolutely. Charlie, I'll go to the darkness side. Rank the wide receiver core.
All right, the wide receiver core, Dallas, number 1.
Okay.
Philly, number 2.
Okay.
Washington, number 3. Giants, number 4. I'm not counting Waller because he's a tight end. I see it's number 4. I mean, they got Dobbs. Washington's got McLaren. They got a good wide receiver core. Now, running back, I put it last because Barkley's not going to be here. So we're last in the running back. And Dallas is going to pick up a running back. They're going to pick up Cook, or they're going to pick up, or they're going to trade for Henry. So they're going to be stacked at running back the way I see it. I mean, right now, they're not that strong because Pollard's coming off an injury, but I still think Barkley's going to want to get the hell out of here. They're disrespecting him, and I think he's going to ask for a trade, and I think it's coming.
Couldn't wait to do that shit. Couldn't wait to say that shit, bro. I hear you, Charlie. All right.
But wide receiver, I think I'm pretty good on that one. Dallas, Philly, Washington, Giants. Somebody might put Giants ahead of Washington, but I don't think so.
Oh, no, you can't do that shit. All right, OJ.
You're all the way tripping. You guaranteed to be the only one that's going to respond like that.
Right, these wide receivers.
Well, man, first of all, I got to go ahead and agree with you completely on the running back. That's I'm exactly where I'm at. I'm not going to even take that, you know, Barkley ain't going to be here, boogeyman stuff from my good brother, Pete Murder, because we own him. He ain't going nowhere. I would have to agree with him, you know, on the receiving court to the Tito, man. Unfortunately, I mean, it's a little tight between us and the Commander, but clearly, I give the edge to Philly, you know, Cowboys, Command isn't up, you know. I mean, it's close, but between us and the Commanders, but we four. Where I got it, bro.
LRP, what you got?
Hold on for 1 second, because percolating over here from what I'm hearing. OG, you know what? Y'all, both y'all, I'm like Kevin Hart right now. I'm about to clap both y'all when I get back.
I'm getting at both of y'all for that shit. All
right, like, this your man's right here? This your man's right here? You know what I'm saying? It's like, clap both of y'all when I get back. Hold on. I can't believe what I just heard.
And while he's doing that, right, I'm going to say mine's right. Wide receivers, I'm going to go at number one. I'm going Commanders, man. I'm going Commanders. To me, that stable is crazy. And then number two, I'm going the Eagles. Then at three, I'm going to go to Giants. Yeah, I'm going to go to Giants. And four, I'm going to go to Dallas. And the reason why I'm going for Dallas is because, yeah, like, they got CeeDee Lamb, yeah, they got Cooks and all that. But to me, there's not a number one. Like, and that's no disrespect to Lamb. Like, I just feel like Lamb needs a number one on the outside of him so he won't have those double teams. Those double teams be fucking him up. And if he don't get those double teams, he's killing. That's why he was killing with Amari Cooper. So without that guy, I don't believe he's the same CeeDee Lamb. And then with the other two guys, with Cooks and T.Y. Hiltons and all these other motherfuckers of the world, like, they just banged up and old, bro. Like, yeah, they some names, but they just banged up and old. I'm not subscribing to them, bro. So
who's our number one, Jake? Where's our number one wide receiver?
We don't need it,
We don't need it, bro.
And that's why I got them at number three, though. You know what I'm saying? But we don't need a number one, bro. We got Waller. But yeah, I eat it.
So what? Yeah. So what we doing? We doing straight. We doing straight four, or we doing straight three? Best three or best four? What we doing?
That was four, bro. I went Washington, Philly, Giants, and then Cowboys.
All right, hold up. Say that again.
Washington, Philly, Giants, Dallas.
That's yours. Charlie, give me yours again.
Charlie had Dallas, Washington, Philly, then Giants.
And OG, refresh me of yours.
So,
like, he had the same as Charlie.
I'm the same thing with Charlie, unfortunately, but I
same with Charlie.
I was side note is I got as close with the Commanders.
Unfortunately, we
holding up the rear, bro. Pause.
I'm back in the building. I'm not too late to answer that question, am I?
No, sir.
No.
Okay, so we talking offensive position ranking, right? Chase, just offensive? That's it?
We talking wide receiver right now. We're wide receiver ranking, wide receiver core, rank them.
Okay, so I'm only going to go with the Eagles because of the solidified wide receivers that they have at the number one, number two wide receivers. There's no question in that at all. And then I'm going to go us. And I'm going to tell you why. Because once you go from three to five, our wide receivers are better than everybody else's wide receivers. See, you only got a chance to see how good other guys' two, three, and fours was, because we didn't have two, three, and four cornerbacks when we played them last season. Adoree got hurt. We used, you know, guys off practice squad. We picked up Moreau. He got hurt because in the first 7 to 8 games of the season, the New York Giants didn't give up a pass over 35 yards in the first 7 games. So all of a sudden, when these guys went down, you get a chance to see how good the other wide receivers was. But when you think of our wide receivers, after you go from 2 to 5, there's no cornerbacks on the other teams that can beat our wide receivers from this team. So I'm going to go to us because of the depth of wide receiver that we have. But right now, Terry McLaurin is better than every wide receiver that we have on the field, because that's proven, right? And CeeDee Lamb is better than every wide receiver we have on the field right now, because that's proven. So if we go in number one wide receiver, we're last. But if we go as a receiving core, we're number two.
He's the chosen one from the Bronx. J-Rob, what you
hey.
Got? Yeah, what's up,
yeah.
Charlie?
Let me just say one thing. Don't you have to take in consideration who's throwing them the ball? You got to take that into consideration.
What? Say that again. Say that again, C-Murder. C-Murder, where you at?
I'll say it for him. He says, don't you have to take account of who's throwing them the ball?
Yeah, the same guy who threw a lesser talented group of wide receivers the ball last season in the playoffs and also won the playoff game. Yeah, that guy.
I tell Charlie that we'll get to that when we get to quarterbacks. We're talking about wide receivers. And it doesn't matter because we're talking about wide receivers. And besides, your quarterback, don't worry, we're going to talk about
ball,
it when we get to quarterbacks. But I'm telling you, you don't need to worry about the quarterback.
Y'all better save that for last, because I can see how
wide receivers.
I don't want him to kill him.
Oh, gosh. All right. Bet, man. J-Rock, what you got, bro? He's still trying to get his shit together. All right, that's cool. LRP, did you put your list in? Where are you ranking them at?
Even Chosen One definitely said everything that I wanted to say. And I second what he said. Because as far as a wide receiving core, you're looking at Curtis Campbell. You're looking at Bryce Fullwheaton. And I guess I'm entering Bryce Fullwheaton. I don't care if he's a rookie. I'm entering Hodgins. You keep sleeping on Hodgins. You look at that, what that boy is, that's a dog right there. You better know it. Jalin Hyatt. That's four right there, and I haven't even mentioned Robinson or Slayton when they get on the field. So, I'm putting them at number two. Putting the Giants at number two. I'm putting the Commanders, because you're looking at Curtis. Hold on. You're looking at Curtis Samuel. You're looking at Terry McLaurin. You're looking at De'Ami Brown. That's a solid three right there. Solid three.
And
Dotson. And I forgot about Dotson. So
shit, it's ridiculous, right?
You talking about
it's
four
ridiculous.
Guys right there down the board. I'm putting them at number one.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting
yes,
them
sir.
At number one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Eagles. You got A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Devontae Smith. That's it.
That's it.
I'm putting
you don't respect Quez Watkins?
Nope.
Okay. Understood. That's why we talk the way we talk.
Let's go. Keep it funky, LRP. Let's go.
That's a thing. Get disrespectful too.
So I'm putting them at number four. Who's sliding in at number three is the Cowboys. The CeeDee Lamb. Well, hold on. Nah, they number four. Yeah, nah. Who I just said.
Was number three. Philly.
Yeah, Eagles is number three. Cowboys is number four because CeeDee Lamb, I'm not scared. And
where'd you put
whatever.
The Giants? Out of the
you said number two.
I put the Giants at two. Giants is at two. And you got Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks can't stay on a team. So, whatever.
We got a lot of guys that can't either.
Who?
Paris Hilton. He hasn't been able to stay on the field.
Oh, he keep calling him a skinny white girl, man. That's crazy.
the hotel?
The hotel? Yeah, her people.
Nah, but see, you already coming from the floor.
When he stays on the field, I'll call him Paris Campbell, all right?
Okay, so Charlie, let me ask you a question. Just really quick, see Murder, where you at? When you mean stay on the field, do you mean one season fully? That means staying on the field. Do you count that as being on the field? A full
yeah,
season
he can
of
play
football, 17 games. He played 17 games last year.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't before that.
See, but that's what I just asked you.
Just like Joe,
I just asked you,
thing.
Do you call
he
it
had
a full
one year,
season?
And he hasn't been injured enough off the field. 1 year.
And guess what? Barkley
so
the same.
So was that an outlier, or is that something he's going to repeat? That's what we're going to find
at
out
some
this
point,
year.
At some point, you get healthy in your career, right? Hopefully. He's possibly reached that point where he's healthy now. Those
we're
are words that everybody yeah. says when you're productive. He's healthy now.
And Waller, all right. Waller, what about Waller?
What's the question again?
Stay healthy.
Oh, so let me get J-Rock's rankings, and then we're going to move
yeah,
on real
J-Rock,
quick.
Yeah, J-Rock,
I'll hold on to this one real quick. But, too long, excuse me. But, J-Rock, rank them wide receiver core, bro, in the NFC.
All right, so when you say core,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about more than two, right?
Yeah, the core.
Can
yep.
it be,
the core.
Can it be two, or is it more
yep.
than two?
More than
all
two.
Squared out.
All receivers,
no.
all receivers on the team.
Everybody
right.
on the team.
That's the core.
Got him. Got you. If we're talking about the whole core, I'm going to have to go Giants first because, but that's with a caveat.
Ooh.
That's a little asterisk next to it because we haven't seen these guys on the field playing for the Giants yet, the new guys that we got. So I'm going to put them first with an asterisk. Second would be the Washington Commanders. Third, Dallas Cowboys. And last, two. If we're going by the core. If we're going by the whole group, that's how I would.
That's a big asterisk there, J-Rock.
I knew he was coming with the
comments.
I knew,
no,
yo,
yes.
I knew he was going to come with the
comments.
Right.
All right. Before we get to the quarterback, because I know my boy OG said, let's get that last. Let's go to this tight end core. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get to this tight end core. So, let's rank this tight end core in the NFC East.
You don't even got to ask me.
You already know. Number one, huh? Giant number one, huh? Giant number one,
Yo, Rock, tag me in. Tag me in.
Go
Let
ahead,
me know when
Jesus.
You tag me in.
You're the one from the Bronx, man. Go ahead, man. Right
we
deep
better
right
not have. We better not have a conversation about who's number one. So let's just go to two, three, and four.
No,
the Commanders is four.
Not so fast.
The Commanders
hold
is
on,
six.
Hold on, Charlie. Hold on, darknesses. Wait your turn. I'm going to let you go next.
The Commanders is four. So we're going to go to 4-3-2 because it ain't about one. That's not a conversation. The Commanders is four. The Cowboys is three. And we got to go with the Eagles being two. That being Goddard, the Cowboys have they have actually tight end by committee. And they get Schultz and those guys choice. They're tight end by committee. They can hurt you. They can hurt you. As we saw. They use they deployed their tight ends in the red zone.
Schultz is gone.
He in Houston. Yeah. I did not know he was going. Yes,
no, they picked up a rookie, though. They picked up a pretty good rookie. I forgot
what's from. Yeah, they picked up Luke Shum.
Yeah.
But you ain't Luke Shoemaker.
Mexican.
They picked the shoe up. That's awesome. They call it Schumacher. Ain't nobody do nothing on the Dallas Cowboys to prove anything yet at the tight end position. As a matter of fact, nobody on the field has played any NFL game and has proven that they can do anything to hurt anybody. So they're number four, actually, because we all know who Logan Thomas is, right? From the Commanders, we all know who he is, right? Okay, so and we not playing no games. Goddard is definitely second. Goddard is second. There's no question about that. So now we are the number one tight end team in the NFC East, hands down, with Darren Waller.
Hey, I'm a put it like this. Ditto. Ditto. That's my list, too. Ditto.
Ready yet to me?
Go ahead, Darkness, this.
You have no list. I
never
can't wait to hear
Charlie.
Give it to us, Paul.
All right. Philly, number one. Giants, number two, but a big asterisk. I'll have to go with J-Rock. This is a big asterisk just because can Walker stay healthy, right? And then I go with Washington, and then I go with Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all counting this on only two guys?
Because
Zen's got four.
Not right. See, we said, you know what, LRP, I want you to get into that, brother. Thank you so much. Because if we're just talking about one person, the starting tight end, right, hands down we the best. But LRP, I want you to get into that because
right.
I know where you're going, and I want to listen.
Hey, have y'all forgotten Tommy Sweeney is on this motherfucker squad?
Right.
Tommy Sweeney. Darren Waller, Lawrence K.
Darren
Bellinger, and even your boy, Charlie, even your boy. How you going to put us at two when you got your number one cat, Dre Miller, sitting right there, sir? What you doing?
Because Waller is a big question mark. That's why they asked.
Oh, my gosh, he questioning the wall.
Are you going to double down on
the
Waller? Questioning the
wall.
Blackjack, and you got one queen, and you just know that there's another goddamn king on the other side of the split. That's what you're doing.
He got one of a kind, LRP. And I don't even think you can have that. He got one of a kind.
You a bluff.
So
how you going
to play? You guys want to stay healthy for 17 games? I don't.
You didn't think Daniel Jones was going to stay healthy for 17 games either last year.
He didn't.
He's gonna die. He's gonna snap his neck off in the middle of the game. That was you.
He said he didn't. All right, OG, man, what you got, man, on these tight ends ranking?
Well, I'm gonna have to go at number four. It is going to be the Commanders. I would have to go with Dallas at number three, stinking-ass Eagles at number two, and my G-man clearly sitting at number one. Slightly close to me. Sorry, there's no controversy there for me, but that's how I see it.
Let's go.
Sorry, you having us at number two put you at this.
Look, me putting the Giants at number two is a big, big thing, guys. You got to understand that.
That's a fact.
Crazy, bro.
Touche. Touche.
Right.
At least he has this above average. Somewhere.
So, let me move on to the next position here. Because I believe LLP said Ditto as well. And I think J Rock is saying, you don't even got to ask him, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know where he stands, though. All right, so the next position, and this is right before the quarterback, rank the offensive line stable. Getting to the nitty-gritty, ain't we?
This ought to be interesting.
Getting to the nitty-gritty, ain't we? Yeah. And you know what? We got to start with darknesses. Go ahead, darknesses. Where we at with it?
Well, Philly is definitely number one. Dallas, number two. And I got to go with... I got to go with Washington. And then I go with the Giants. And I almost put them before Washington because of Thomas, but I can't do it because we got four offensive linemen that are big question marks to me. So I'm going to go Giants last and Philly, Dallas, Washington, Giants.
Charlie. Woo, darkness is.
Yeah.
All right. OG, man, what you got, bro?
I'm in sync with my man, C. Murder. You know, we've been in sync on a lot of things lately, unfortunately. I'm on the dark side on that, so I'm I feel the same way, Charlie.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we got four question marks. You know, four huge question marks. You know, I mean... it is what it is, you know.
That's it.
I wish I could go home to anyone that man, but I can't see it. You know, we got the show improved, so I'll get out the way. I'm going to mark me down with a Ditto with Murder.
Got you. All right. Oh, man, he dropped off, too. Hopefully he called back before we get about it. But J-Rock. Sticking with the darkness theme, bro. Rank this offensive line, man.
I got it. I got the first two, just like Charlie. I got Philly, then the Cowboys. Then I'm gonna go with the Giants third. And the Commanders last, because I just don't know who the hell is on the Commanders offense. I know that.
Hey, before y'all
finish
up, who's gonna have a better season, JMS or Nick Gates?
JMS.
Another question?
Hey, how you doing?
Just ask
a question. Yes, sir. All right. I heard you, J-Rock, though. I got you. All right, man. Y'all with this darkness and shit, man. All right. LRP, lighten this motherfucker up, bro. Right
now, you know what I'm saying, bro? I mean, like, just like, what are they, you know? Look, Philadelphia, I give them as a collective. I sit them at number one based off of the history. You know what I mean? Kelsey and them boys, you know, I give it up to them for number one. But I'm telling you, I'm putting us at number two. Because Star Milton, Charlie, I'm telling you now, I'm putting them at number two because of what this is going to be. I'm telling you now. What this is going, you forgot all about J.C. Hassanall. You didn't even know we had him. You forgot all about
Hassanall.
You know what I mean? Still got some boys on there. We got these folks. Keep on sleeping on them doodoo. That's fine. You can do that. It's all good. But also, you best believe you expect a major jump in the boy Evan Neal. This is an Alabama bred dude.
You're going with potential and what they might be. I'm going with what I've seen. If you're going by potential, then yeah. Giants all day.
So that's what I'm standing on. I'm going to stand on it. It's going to come to fruition this year.
So I'm putting them at number two. I'm putting Cowboys at number three.
I got mute their phone.
I'm potentially going to win the lottery today.
Yeah, I'm putting
somebody got to mute their background. We too happy.
Yeah, it's my background.
Not me.
Who got some
questions? Oh, okay. OG. So like while we're up here,
we can find it. I
found it,
my bad. So
that way we know up and down the steps. Okay,
I mean that's
the
top. I think
I'm
trying to tell
Williams.
Somebody
going
hard about
it. Right, bro. I'm not talking to my radio mute, so you don't
worry
about me.
I think it was Charlie, yeah.
No, I was muted.
So it was like, oh, yeah. Who the hell is that?
That got to be LRP, bro. How is that me? So who is that? Somebody got their TV on? Or is J-Rock? Can you say nothing?
Nah, no, I tried to mute.
I'm in the truck, bro. I'm in the truck, bro. Nobody here.
Somebody. What the hell? Somebody. Wild. All right. Go ahead, LRP. What did you say?
No, that was it. I was Commandos was at four. That shit was freaky. That whole thing fucked me up.
Right. I got thrown off, man. All right. He chose one from the Bronx, right in the offensive lineman, bro.
I'm not going to lie to you. I never saw myself doing this, but I got no choice. I got to go with Darkness. I got to go with C-Murder on it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because like J-Rock always eloquently says, he said, if you're going off potential, and LRP, I'm with you. That's my son over there in Evan Neal. But guess what? It has to be seen on the field. And as of right now, it is most definitely the Eagles. Ask Dexter Lawrence, okay? Ask him. And he'll tell you. Then it has to be the Cowboys. They always got a stable of pigs up front, and they know what to do. That's why they've always been a number one running, a top 10 running team in the last 10, 12 years. That's what they do. The Commanders have taken a step back. Let's get that out there. Their offensive line could not handle our defensive line last season, and we improved our defensive line. And Nick Gates, although he's a tough SOB, and we love to see that old, nasty, dirty, filthy type of guy. We love that. But he's not a center. So when it comes to the technicality of how he's going to be playing, he's going to be beat. He's a mauler. We got that. But technically sound, he is not. Those A and B gaps will be given up just like they were given up for us. So let's be honest. The Giants are number three. The Commanders are number four.
All right.
I thought you was with Murder. Murder had us last.
Oh, Murder had us last. I thought he said three. I thought he had us three.
Yeah, that was lies, bro.
He said I ain't with Murder. That's my list right there.
I saw the light, sweet Jesus. I saw the light.
All right, real quick. My list go like this, man, and y'all motherfuckers crazy, bro. My list is Philly at number one. Yes, Philly, they got a demonic attack over there. So much that they can sit there and do a quarterback sneak and get themselves to the goddamn Super Bowl. I've never seen nothing like this. It's just crazy. Right? That's how beast that line is, all right? But number two, I'm going to motherfucking New York Football Giants. Is y'all crazy? Is y'all crazy? Look, man, you know what I'm saying? We got the best tackle in the division, Andrew Thomas. Shit, probably in the NFC. God damn it. All right? Motherfucking, we sat there. Drafted the best goddamn center in the draft, goddammit. All right. We got motherfucking Evan Neal, who, y'all questioning him, but same way y'all question Andrew Thomas, right? right? And I sat there and told y'all, don't worry, be happy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying the same thing with Evan Neal. He's going to be a fucking demonic attack. Then we got the Glow out there being average as fuck. Alright? Alright? No, seriously, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then we got motherfucking Azudu out there, or whoever wins in that battle between at the left guard. Seriously? And it's a whole bunch that's going to be battling for that left guard. So seriously, bro? Stable-wise? Man, get the fuck out of here. No football giants, all right?
You
Cowboys is dead. They drying out. They dying out, bro. Fuck out of here.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
And Washington don't got shit. Them motherfuckers got a fucking offensive lineman named Cosmo. Cosmo. Cosmo, bro.
I'm saying they're going to be looking like Limp Bizkit if you don't put some damn weight on.
All right. But that's my rankings, man. All right. That's the offensive lineman. Look, man, we got 3 minutes left on the live session. I don't want nobody to go nowhere, bro. Charlie, I know you left last time. Don't leave this time, all right?
I thought it was over.
Look at the video.
You know what
with Shane Lemieux, with Shane Lemieux talking to JMS. Man, JMS is like a little baby brother, man.
Oh, hell yeah. No. Here you go.
Let me say this to you.
When you are naturally at the position, Paul, that you are at, you learn how to do exactly what you need to do. So I'm going to give you this. He's going to go through some growing pains, but I guarantee you this. First beer on me when I see you. He's going to impress you. By 8 games in, I'm going to give you a phone call. I'm going to say what you feel about him now. You're going
to
say, you know what, man? He all right, man. He okay, man. And that's when I'm going to give you my
phone call. There you go with the
clouds, man. I hope so, man.
I'm telling you, by 8 games in, you're going to be like, yeah. Because you haven't seen a natural center since Chris Sneed.
Charlie's crazy, yo. He ad-libbing on your shit and all that, bro. All right. Here we go, right? This the position that everybody waiting for. Quarterback. Stable. Quarterback stable. Charlie. Rankle.
All right. Giants are last. Even though I have a champion team, they're last because of Jones. And then you got to go Philly 1.
I thought he was last because of Tyrod.
Dallas 2. And you got to go Washington 3 because Bissett is a good quarterback. He started this league. He's won games. And they're high on Howell. I don't know what he's going to bring, but they think he's going to bring something. But I do know who fucking Daniel Jones is. So they're last.
Hold on, though. Why Philly first, bro? Please answer that. See, he be going off after that. He be like, no, fuck that. I ain't answering no question.
Did you
no
ask
question.
That question?
Yeah, I said, why Philly number one?
Oh, because of Hurts.
Oh, you like Hurts?
Yeah, I always like
Hurts. Oh, that's your guy. Oh, that's your guy.
Yeah,
okay.
I wanted us to take him in the second round, and we didn't, of course.
Oh, getting down to the nitty-gritty. Okay, all right. OG Steve, D.C., right in the quarterback stable, bro.
The number four spot, I'm going to go the Washington Fucktard Commanders. And then I'm going to go the New York Football Giants. And then I'm going to go... Whoa. It's closer for me than it might be for some people, but I'll put Dak at number two, and I'll... put Jalen at number one, but those two were close for me. And the only reason being is because I think Dak has played at a high level for a longer period of time, but I definitely love Jalen His skill set and his discipline, and I think the sky's the limit for the young man. So that's how I see it.
And we are now in the minutes, real quick, I'm just letting the people know we are definitely in the extra minutes, so you'll have to go ahead and subscribe to the Shakedown Media Network and go ahead and listen to the rest of the show. But, yes, you were saying something, OG?
No, I was saying at least I didn't have us at the bottom like Charlie.
No dark cloud.
Oh, you're getting
gee.
Close there, OG,
right? You're getting close,
no
man.
Comment, but we don't have us at the bottom.
All right. And sticking with it, J-Rock, write the quarterbacks, bro. J-Rock in the background somewhere. All right, we have to come back to J-Rock. All right. LRP. Break the quarterbacks.
Yeah, man. So it's quite interesting as far as core of quarterbacks. But I'm just going to go ahead and just name the quarterbacks, the one guy on each goddamn team, because we all know what it is.
Hold on, we were supposed to be including all the quarterbacks. Is that what we're supposed to do?
Man, it was the
core. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at it, I'm like, oh, shit, I know they had Will Greer, Dak Prescott, Cooper Rush, got that, man, this guy, Jacoby Brissett, Jake Fromm, Sam Howell, had more than, you know, they got some backups. We only got, two. And then they got Ian Book, Jalen Hurts, Marcus Mariota. You know what I'm saying? So in that regard, they got a whole bunch, you know. But Jalen Hurts, Eagles, number one. Number two, Daniel Jones. Number three, Dak Prescott. And number four, Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett. Either one is number four for me.
You said Derek Prescott?
Don't you kind of back beat us, nine games on the road?
Number three, Dak Prescott, yes. Daniel Jones is better than
Dak. Thought you said Derek Prescott, bro. He thought you fucked it up, man. All right.
Oh, I thought I was having a dyslexic twitch.
Like, oh man, did you just call this man Derek? All right.
No, I mean, I said that.
No, you said that. You got it. You got it the second time. You got him. I mean, you cleared it up for him.
You sure
it was
that
what he heard?
I said, huh? I think he
was
more curious of where
I
had that
question. All right.
Did I say
there at that
time?
No, I know. I don't know. He might have. I don't know. It's all in how you was talking. But he would have chosen one from the Bronx. Right, the quarterbacks, bro.
Jalen Hurts is my son. It hurts, pause, that he had to go to that punk-ass team that he went to, but he's handling his business. He's number one in the division right now. He's Super Bowl. He could have been a Super Bowl champion. He led his team. He did what he had to do. And he did that with the pieces that was put in front of him, so it's not his fault. He played exactly how he was supposed to get where he got with the team he had. We're not even going to talk about the Commanders, even though my other son is down there. We don't know what's going on with that. He ain't never stepped on a NFL field and be successful yet. He's coming into his second year. He's learning a new offensive system. We don't know what's going on over there. So the Commanders is four. Dak Prescott, I'm keeping it all the way real, is number two. He's had more success in this league. He's been on an MVP level at times in his career. He's done it for a way longer time, as OG said, pause, and we got to keep it real. At this point right now, Jalen Hurts' level is due to his surrounding cast, which is not his fault because that's what you want to get for everybody. That's what every team wants, to put the best offensive line in front of them, to put two damn near number one A and one B wide receivers, to give you a damn near top 10 tight end, top 5 arguably with his play last season. So he has everything he needed. With a running back was top 10 last year, also in this league. So he was an offensive firepower last year with the number one ranked offensive line. We'll get back to that again. So he's number one. Dak Prescott, number two. Daniel Jones, number three. And Sam Howell, number four by default. I don't give a damn what somebody said he might accomplish. Accomplish it, and we'll respect it.
That's a fact. That's a fact. All right.
Yeah.
So,
Daniel Jones.
Oh, my gosh, darkness. All right, so my list, excuse me, my list goes number one, Dallas Cowboys.
I can't believe what I just heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
The way he go hard for Daniel Jones.
Hey,
J-Rock,
did I get your list?
No.
Go ahead. Give me the list. Your quarterbacks. Rank them. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you ain't answering. Yeah.
I got the same list as E. Well, actually, no, I don't. No, I don't. I got Jalen Hurts first.
Mm.
Daniel Jones second. Dak Prescott third. And this is the reason. I think this is what LRP said. Dak Prescott has disappointed me in certain games where I'm expecting a lot from him and he just disappoints, man. And it's not the team. It's Dak Prescott. So that's why I'm putting him. That's why I'm putting him third.
Right.
He had his chance to earn number two.
Controversy.
He always ended up number three.
It's a lot of controversy on this one. Go ahead.
Did he disappoint you when he played up? Of course not.
But when he plays, you expect a certain level of play, and he doesn't perform, and he doesn't reach that certain level of play, is disappointing.
Nah, so don't do that. I mean, you've been very nice, Charlie, and I appreciate it. But fuck that, Charlie. Don't do that. Hey, shit, he ain't had nothing to do with those goddamn wins. That was DeMarcus Lawrence and Mekhi Parsons and the goddamn defense, Diggs and all them goddamn people. That shit, come on. He ain't had shit to do with
it. But Daniel Jones has something to do with our wins, right?
My guy is a winner. Your guy is a loser.
It's always good.
Yeah, that was the most kitty shit and disrespect that I heard in like 3 years. My guy is winning. Your guy is a loser.
He's a loser. Yes,
tell me what he wants. Tell me what he wants.
Yo, Rock, tell me you could clip that audio right there. Is it possible to clip that audio right there?
Bro, I can't wait to put this on the media network. I can't wait.
I'm clipping that audio right there.
This is a loser. Gotta love it, bro. Gotta love it. Shake down AM, baby. And I'm going to answer this, and then we're going to go ahead and get the closing statement. Get up out of here. But this was fun. I can't wait to do it again. And I heard y'all talking that shit last night. I mean, you know what time it is. Man, my shit was set days ago, bro, if you look at it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? My show was set days ago. You feel me? I was on point. You dig? Every Thursday, 11 a.m., y'all can go ahead and count on having a Shakedown AM. It's LRP's 9 o'clock ass that y'all got to question and worry about, all right?
Yeah, see, I was always drinking coffee.
Yo, LRP, did he just call you a 9 o'clock ass?
You know what I mean? While I was over foot fucking putting cream in the sugar, I walked away from the table.
Yo, I noticed that it gets real disrespectful when we go to the download section of the show.
You know, it gets fired. You know what I mean? It's a little
in the live section.
LLP over there.
Yeah, man, because I know the car should be telling me, man. I'm like, goddamn, bro.
You see what he do
he
to me?
Nobody calling in at 9 o'clock either. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you need to rethink some things, bro. I'm just saying, bro. Just saying. You need to rethink some things. All right? But let me answer this rankings here, because my shit is a little controversy, too. All right? Because at number one, I got Dak Prescott in them. All right? Yeah, he got them interceptions, and yeah, he cost them some games last year. But everything else from, like, all the previous years before that, you're going to count those wins and a lot of wins to Dak Prescott. You know what I'm saying? So for me seeing 1 year of him fucking up, I'm not going to condemn him. I do got my eyebrows raised, though. Like, hey, man, y'all motherfuckers talking all that shit about Eli. Look at your boy. Look at your boy. You know what I'm saying? But still number one to me, all right, the Dallas Cowboys. At number two,
where do you go after me?
I got the D.O. football jive, motherfucker.
In the middle of the by himself.
I got the D.O.
Who do you go to after?
I got the Giants at number two, y'all.
Oh,
yes, I do, bro. It's Daniel Jones and Team Tyrod. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I got Jalen Hurts and Philly at number three because I'm not a believer. You need more people. I don't believe in Hurts. I don't.
Yo, you're not. You're not just going to do that, bro.
I don't believe in him, bro.
Listen. And can you tell all of us?
What I seen last year, bro, was him have all this plethora of talent, A.J. Brown and Smitty out there, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking running game, motherfucking doing quarterback sneaks and shit. That offensive line just fucking pushing people back, this quarterback sneak, that's all he had to do. I count all that shit to that shit, man. No, man, fuck all that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I count all that shit to that shit. And they overpaid for this motherfucker. And I don't believe he's Will. All right? I don't think he's Ralph.
Oh,
all
bro.
Right?
But
he had
everything.
Oh, I don't think
he's Ralph.
He had everything that the Giants fans wish Daniel Jones would have. He had everything.
Yo, Rock. That's what you said. One
have.
More, get it. Say that one more
word. Had everything Giants fans wish Daniel Jones would have.
And that is
and he went to the Super Bowl.
And that's why I'm going number two Giants, bruh. Because they went to the second round with that shit that we had last year. Them guys went to the Super Bowl, right? With that whole plethora of fucking talent and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving a nod to the Giants, bro. Quarterback took a further than he's supposed to, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But you named the Prescott number one when you said
only
when
he was supposed to was just deliver the ball or get the ball to that talent. That's it.
What happened when Kirk was out, Jake?
Right.
When Michigan, they lost.
What happened was up?
With that same talent. With that same talent, they lost. The quarterback makes a difference.
What happened? What are you talking about?
You're talking about all the times you watched Dak Prescott lose.
Who came in and they lost. Mm. They had the same talent you're talking about, but they didn't have Hurts. So, made a big difference on that team.
I don't believe it, son.
No.
I don't believe it, son.
Devontae Smith.
I don't believe it, son. You feel me? I don't believe it. Believe they was having a lot of injuries at that point in time. And they had to get back healthy. That's what I believe. But, Commanders, definitely last. I don't believe in no Sam Howells. Jacoby Brissett is a much better option for me. I'm like, okay, that's much better. But, nah, man, I don't believe in no Sam Howells or none of that shit. And even if you go with Brissett, man, it's only as far as he, mediocre as far as you go with Brissett.
Hey,
Tim, so,
you think Sam Howell is going to throw more than 15 touchdown passes this year?
Yeah.
You think
I do.
Sam Howell's going to
throw more than 15 and that'll be way better than Daniel Jones last year. I understand
you.
I get you.
You got it.
I understand. I know where you're going with it. I get you.
You know, you know what I think? I'm actually going to probably foresee. I'm a forecast. Dak Prescott being number four at the end of the, after when the season starts, week eight, I'm going to put him at number four, and I'm going to put Jacoby Brissett at number three because he got my man Bill Bellamy over there now.
Amber Alert.
With that wide receiving core.
He putting the Amber Alert out on him. All right. All right. That's what's up, man. This was an awesome episode. Let's get some closing statements out there, man. It is great, man. I got the rankings out there for the offense. Next week, next Thursday, 11 a.m., we will be doing the defense. Definitely a dig. But
I was ready to go.
Wow, shots fired.
Right,
God damn
it,
we must do that.
Play out.
We must do that, man. Shots fired. You feel me? 11 a.m. Next Thursday, we will be ranking the defense, all right? So please join us Thursday, 11 a.m. But this was fun. Let me get a closing statement from you. Darkness is Charlie.
Hi. Yeah, this has been fun. It's good to get back with the bros in the neighborhood and where we all kind of started out. And it was really great. But let me say this. Look, you can bring in as many playmakers that you want. I don't care who they bring in. They can bring in Jerry Rice. They can bring in whoever, you know, Emmitt Smith, Jim Brown. The quarterback has to be the playmaker. And if your quarterback is not the playmaker, everybody else dies. It won't matter. So this is all on Daniel Jones. This is all on him to open up this offense. To actually be able to play as like a real quarterback and not throw 15 touchdown passes. And, you know, for the whole year, he was last in the NFL. He was last in yards per catch per play, 5.1 or something like that. He has to take not a little baby step or little leap. He has to take a fucking leap over the Grand Canyon to get 30-plus touchdowns, 4,000-plus yards. You know, this is a big jump. And has this guy ever shown that he can actually jump that far? Hell no. So it's all up to him. This is his year. This is the year of the $84 million guaranteed quarterback goes down with the Titanic. And that's what I see. And I can't wait to see all the excuses for him. I hope, you know, we win some games. But until this guy's gone, we're not doing nothing. We're not going anywhere. That's my closing statement.
No doubt. Darkness is Charlie. Appreciate you, bro. I know you're about to jump on the spaces soon. So y'all look out for Charlie Spaces out, yeah. All right. OG, Steve from D.C.
Bro. Good to cook it up with the home team, man. Hey, man, listen, I'm not going to go out with a complete doom gloom, but I'm going to have to ride the coattails a little bit. I just kind of said, look, man, we've been to Costco, we've been to the supermarket, we got plenty of groceries. Do we have a chef? I don't know, but if somebody walk around with a white apron and a funny hat on, so let's see if we can get a meal out of it. So if we do, it'll be Thanksgiving. If we don't, then it'll be a revolution. So
that's a
no matter what, you know I do, man. It's good chopping up with y'all, man. So today, tomorrow, forever, I'ma stay true blue because that's all we can ever do, man. So appreciate y'all, love y'all, man. And I'll definitely catch y'all on the next one. Thanks for letting me chime in.
Thanks for coming.
Five Mike closing statement there, OG. Five Mike's, bro.
No doubt, man. I hope to hear from you next Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right.
OG Steve from D.C. Appreciate you. All right. And now going on to the host. This is with the most. This is. Alright, starting off with my man E, the chosen one from the Bronx, man. I'm gonna close the statement, brother.
Yo, it was them. Magical, miracle fun, man. It was good to be with the family. It was like the gang was back again. 10 years ago, brought back into the DeLorean, except we right here, right now. You understand? And that's the problem. There ain't nobody going nowhere. You know, but I also want to shout out my cousin Aston, who's on the phone with us, man, who's been listening in the whole time, you know what I mean, from the Maryland, D.C. area. He's actually from Essex, Shakes, so
okay.
You guys are really close to each other, you know what I mean? And he's been listening in on a conference call, so, you know, we going
to
call him real quick. That's fact.
No doubt.
The Ravens fan, you know what I'm saying? Right. So we just going to let him know. I tried to told him something last year when we were going to pay them Ravens up, but, you know, you can't talk to nobody until after the situation is over. So you got to wait another 3 years till you can talk back to me. You understand? So I hope you enjoyed all this big blue Kool-Aid in your face. You understand?
Right.
You take a sip. You know what I mean? Respect life.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
he chose it one from the Bronx and family and family. All
right. That's right. That's right.
Jay Rock. We close the statement,
right.
Rock.
Yeah. So that's the dude that was making all the noise in the background.
Probably, bro.
that shit was awesome.
The game is afoot.
There it is. He found him.
Leave it up to a Ravens fan to try to mess up a Giants show.
Oh, right?
Let's blame that on NASA right now. That's all NASA's fault. You know what I mean?
That's true. Cuz works for NASA, so he down there doing the thing.
But yeah, we appreciate everybody for coming out, man, spending this hour with us. I'm optimistic, man, about this season. And the only reason why, because y'all know I'm never optimistic. I'm a wait and see guy. I'm a wait and see guy, but I'm optimistic because we got the Waller. If we didn't have the Waller, I'd be saying wait and see. I even got Daniel Jones ranked second in the freaking conference. In the division.
Yeah, come on,
man. I'm optimistic because we got the Waller. If you can't win with the Waller, you can't win. And you are both.
Look, wait a minute. A little bit of the Hyatt don't make you feel just, you know, we got a little bit of Hyatt,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like when you go in a restaurant, you go say, you know, give me an order, a little, let me get a one of those and come with the damn Waller fries. But the Hyatt soda is ain't, that ain't all right. That ain't it.
Nope, Darren Waller is the loaded fries, and that's all I need.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
From Five Guys.
Yeah, you know, he likes the boardwalk fries in Ocean City, baby.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
He likes the fries from Five Guys, you know what I mean? Filling up the whole bag.
I just was telling somebody about that. They was like, what's that? I was like, oh, man, get your life together. Boardwalk fries.
You ain't lived unless you had some boardwalk fries, man. You know what I mean?
coming to bust.
But yeah, man, great shit. J Rock, LRP, give me a closing statement.
Man, my closing statement is yesterday. I was complexed. I was perplexed. You know what I mean? I was conflicted. I didn't know whether or not, you know, I should do what I was thinking. And I was just like, man, nah, I think that's freaking hilarious. So, you know, shouts out to Tupac. He got this star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yo, make sure Will Smith don't slap no paint on this star. I said that to myself. I was like, should I say that out loud? But then I was like, lucky. That's hilarious. But, y'all have a fantastic day. And peace and blessings. Enjoy. I'll let you next week or on Friday.
Hey, let me say this real quick before you go check.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I wanted to say something real quick before y'all go, too, if y'all don't mind. Real quick.
Okay.
Real quick. I wanted to shout out my man Black Freezy for showing me much love when I came through the spot, man. You know, we, as y'all know, we went out, we had a good time, man. But he definitely made me feel at home, showing me that love. And I'm definitely look forward to seeing that brother and all y'all soon, man. So let's do it. To the roots.
Black Freezy is actually with us. Shout out to Black Freezy. We love you, bro. He can't speak, but he with us.
Freezy, you already know, son.
Hey.
Yeah, peace to the gods, peace to the earth. You heard? You heard me?
Alright.
What's up? God bless. Yo, you know what it is, OG. You know what it is. We gonna be in Vegas and things of that nature. You're getting the paper.
No doubt, fam.
All right, I'ma holler at y'all on the other side, though, but I love y'all, bro. One.
No doubt, love you too. Night Freezy. Already. Alright. J-Rock, you wanted to say something before we went?
Yeah, I put the poll out there, and right now Bryce Ford Williams leading like 60% of the vote. But the question is, and if you don't know what we're talking about, go follow the Shakedown Show at Shakedown Show, and we do polls every day, or almost every day. The question was, who would you replace Sterling Shepard with on the team?
Disrespectful.
And right now, Bryce Ford Williams is leading.
No,
put some respect on my child name. I had to make my son know. Y'all know
that was the baby.
That was just
a
loaded
baby
question.
And a little baby in the
man, loaded
baby
question right there,
baby.
Man. Put you in the box right there. But
we'll put the results on tomorrow's show. So we'll put the results on tomorrow's show with what did the fans say segment. Y'all see what that'll end up. There's a couple more questions I put out there as far as those polls. So take those polls and follow at Shakedown on the Twitter.
Ah,
bam!
And again, also hit up at JRock_NYG and get up in this fantasy football, man. What is wrong with y'all, man? Get up in the fantasy football so we can talk this shit all season long. All right?
Now I can say it because the butcher coming. Y'all can step in that ring if you want to. I'm coming. I'm a chipper, baby.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm coming in that league this year, man. I'm definitely getting in that league this year. So
let's go. Let's go, OG. OG in the building. He in the league this year.
I got some seasons behind me too, so don't think y'all get somebody green.
Let's go. It's gonna be fire this season, man. You ain't part of that shit, you gonna be left the fuck out.
I'm watching your ass.
The commish.
I'm gonna tell you right now, OG, I'm gonna stress you out. Tell you right now. He stressed this dude. I'll be winning by 0.1.
Hey, man,
you be having like 126.2. I'll be having 126.3. Stressing you out.
A win is a win is a win, man. Alright. But man, this was an awesome show, man. Definitely got to shut it down so my boy can go ahead and chop it up and edit so we can go ahead and put this up on the YouTube. But all love to the production team, man. All love to the whole crew, man. We out here doing some major, major work out here. So y'all stay tuned, man. Shakedown Media Network. Like and subscribe, man. Join the tribe. And like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us. We damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown repping New York Giants on that drive for five. And we out of there. Take us away, J-Rock.
Yo, I just been shook by the Shakedown.
One.
Yeah.
Good night.